some folks have done a better job than others. There's a service, I just finally remembered it, from Yahoo called Firewall, which allows you to set your location security across a number of different services that you use. So you can say, if my location is going to be used, I only want it to be available at the city level or at the neighborhood level, or I'm going to be able to allow you to see exactly where I am and be able to set that across multiple different applications. And I think that's the kind of thing that's going to hopefully begin to differentiate between different applications as to which ones are successful. You know, is that, you know, you have to enable the location before it gets used. And that's one of the nice things with the iPhone. I mean, it's frustrating from a technology developer perspective, but great from a privacy perspective, is that you can't do background GPS or passive GPS, and that the only time I can activate the GPS on the phone is I click a button and say, add my location to this. It can't monitor your location in the background or record it without you actively interacting with it, which is great from a privacy perspective. So I think, you know, but a lot of this is kind of consumer beware, right? You know, you download these applications, you use them. It's really important to go see and see what those default privacy settings are. You know, don't accept the fact that you're going to be safe, right? Go in and check it out. And there's a lot of tools to help obfuscate where you are to the level that you want, depending on which applications you can use. So there's a lot of ways to customize it. There's a lot of good services that come from location-based services and great things that are enabled by them. But it's definitely, I think, consumers need to get smart about how to find that balance between privacy and convenience for how